Guardian Unlimited.
Jack Straw, the former Foreign Secretary, has a large number of Muslim voters in his Blackburn constituency. In an article in his local paper, which you can read on Guardian Unlimited today, he says he feels uncomfortable talking to Muslim women when he can't see their face. He tells his constituents, if they come and see him wearing a veil, that their conversation would have greater value if he could see their face. The first female Muslim peer in Britain, Lady Udin, thinks his intervention has been unhelpful.
There are several opinions in my mind which emerge. Of course, I defend the right of Jack Straw to make comments that he sees fit, because that is freedom of speech. Nonetheless, I also do defend the rights of women who chooses to wear hijab or niqab, because we do pride ourselves in living in a free British society. As someone whose definition of modesty does not embrace covering of face, it's not something I advocate. Nonetheless, I think we cannot pick and choose which rights we accept and which we don't.
For those people who don't know, why do women wear this veil?
It's a custom and it's a culture that's grown up in the Middle East. It's not something that is specifically to many parts of the world. It certainly didn't belong to the culture that I was brought up in. Nonetheless, I think that this is also taken by some women as a definite statement that they are confident in British society, that they're able to take this attire and say that this is part of their being, that this is part of their religion.
Jack Straw seems to be saying that the wearing of the veil is a literal barrier of communication. It makes communication more difficult when you're talking to somebody wearing one of these veils. What's your view of that?
Well, the point has been made, hasn't it? That, I mean, I'm talking to you now on radio and I don't see you and we're communicating perfectly. I don't think that's the point of contention. The point of contention is when Jack says, and that is regrettable, that women wearing veils are preventing community cohesion, when he knows so well that and difficulties we have in people living parallel lives has so many social consequences and so many social explanations. And we've got to do much more about making sure that Muslim women feel part of the society, so that they can then choose not to or to wear niqab.
Do you think that Jack Straw's intervention has helped community relations in this country?
Absolutely not. In some sense, I mean by that he is being regarded as causing latest onslaught onto the Muslim communities, where there's been barrages of attack in various guises. However, on the other hand, I think this would have been a good counter to enabling some great, courageous Muslim women coming out into the discussion. And I think that's a good thing. I think that we can have a healthy debate so that people are informed.
What would you like to see the government doing to help the advancement of multiculturalism in Britain?
I think for a start, given that we are talking about Muslim women, to make sure that Muslim women are empowered to take part in all range of social activities, in public arena, that they are empowered to contribute to social development of their children, to their families, to their communities, by accessing education, by accessing employment. Because gender advancement has occurred only when we have made sure that women feel part of society, that they do not feel discrimination, that they can feel able to contribute to their families as confident women. And they will then make the right choices. They will then bring up children with confidence. And it actually may even end up preventing the kind of extremism that we've been talking about. I think this is not helpful in one sense, that this may make women feel even more ghettoized and even, more secluded.
Doesn't the wearing of the veil, though, make it difficult to help these women and make it difficult to involve them more in society?
I think my approach has always been that the way to indicate to women who are choosing to wear niqab is by not necessarily just talking to them alone, but make the other women that are not choosing to wear feel part of society. So, for instance, we have a fantastic array of Muslim women in different professions, to encourage them in the political process, encourage them in civic leadership. All those things that we need to do will indicate to women who may choose to take off niqab We have to leave. Leave those choices to the women themselves.
Guardian Unlimited.